up from my nap. It's okay. I shouldn't be napping at this hour anyway. No, I didn't have a bad dream or anything. It's just really hot in the bedroom. God, the AC feels nice out here. Also, were you baking? I thought I smelled something, and to be honest, I thought I was dreaming for a little bit there, but... Well, I mean, the excessive number of bowls and spoons, the oven light being on... It looks like you had the KitchenAid working overtime. Doesn't exactly take a genius to figure it out. Is it already done, or do I have to wait? Come on, I bet it's perfect! You went to all this trouble, and it's the thought that counts. I'm not expecting perfection. Of course I mean it. I really appreciate you doing all this for me. You know I've gotten a lot of gifts, but honestly, this might be my favorite one. No one's ever baked for me before. Usually I'm the one doing that, so... I don't know. The thought of someone finally doing it for me is really exciting. Even if it doesn't look like a super fancy cake. I'm not expecting anything crazy, I promise. You didn't taste it at all? Like, not even the batter? Or the icing? I'm sure it's fine. Did you follow a recipe, or did you just, you know, throw stuff together? Oh, you're probably fine then. Oh, baby, please? Can I at least see it? I'm so curious. Okay, I'll close my eyes. Tell me when I can open them. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Holy shit! You made this? Oh, it's so pretty! Oh my goodness, it's my favorite shade of pink, too! Oh, and these cute little icing roses. With my name on it. Oh my god! Oh, and you put my favorite fruit on it, too. You're the best boyfriend ever! I can't believe you did all this for me! You're important to me, too. You're so talented. Thank you so much, baby. You went to so much effort and you worked so hard. Oh, I bet it tastes perfect. Oh, yeah, let me taste some off your finger. Baby? Which jar did you use when you made the icing? The one on the left or the one on the right? That's the salt, not the sugar. I guess I really should have labeled those jars, huh? I'm really sorry. I just wanted to make our kitchen all pretty and modern and aesthetic and stuff. No, baby, it's not your fault for not tasting it first. They pretty much look the exact same. Hey, look at me. I'm still really, really grateful. I am! And later, I'm gonna do a little photo shoot with this beautiful cake, and I'm gonna post it all over social media. So my friends can see what you made for me. And I won't mention the salt. No one needs to know that. Oh, you wanna make it up to me? You know you don't need to do that, right? Like, seriously, I'm not broken up about it at all. But okay, if you insist. If you really wanna make it up to me. Get your cock out. heard me. I'll consider that later. Because you know how much I love when you spoil me. But right now, this is how I want you to make it up to me. Give me something to put in my mouth. No, I'm fine. Just the tiles are a little cold with the AC running. Oh, I haven't even done anything yet and you're already getting hard? Did you get turned on seeing me in my skimpy little pajamas? My hair in this cute messy bun? I love that. Feels so good in my mouth. But I want your cock. Please. God, you're so hot. You know I can't help myself. Your cock is so perfect. Smells so good. Feels so good. You like my dirty mouth. Throat for you. Oh. like when I go deep? Feels really good. Yes. Oh, put your hand around my throat again like that. Could you feel it bulging? Could you feel your cock inside my throat? Do it again. Stop, please. Please, I can handle more. Yes. Oh, yes, baby, I'm your slut. Fuck my mouth. Fuck your little slut's mouth. Again sometime. Thank you. I love you too, baby.